Hello and welcome to this reflection from Streatham Vale Baptist Church. It's the first Sunday in Advent, a time when we look towards preparing for Christmas. We prepare our hearts so that Jesus is born in our hearts each day. Advent is a time of anticipation, excitement, and joy as we wait to celebrate the birth of Jesus. And so we're going to light our first Advent candle. We light these candles as a symbol of Jesus, the light of the world, coming into the world. And we often put symbols on these candles to help us remember something about Jesus. And so we think of these candles as the four virtues that Jesus brings us: hope, love, joy, and peace. So the first candle we light this week is the candle of hope. Lord, we thank you that you came as light into this world, and you continue to bring us hope. May we hold on to you, our Lord of hope, as we journey through this life. We thank you for the hope that we have in the present times, but also the hope that you give us for our eternity. May we trust in you, Lord our God. Amen. So as I said, it's now Advent, and it can be a time of real joy. But this time of year has also become filled with anxiousness and worry. Worry about finances, as the season has become more obsessed with gift giving rather than receiving the gift of Christ. Worry about spending time with friends and family. Worry about cooking that perfect Christmas dinner. So much to worry about. And yet this is a time when we look to the birth of the Prince of Peace. Jesus, our Prince of Peace. He comes to bring perfect peace, shalom, to a world that needs to be made whole. When we try to define the concept of peace, we tend to think of it as an absence of conflict or violence, or perhaps we think of a sense of stillness or quiet, or maybe freedom from disturbance. But of course, the biblical understanding of peace is much deeper and broader than that. In Hebrew, the word for peace is shalom. And this has a complex meaning, which includes a sense of peace, harmony, wholeness, completeness, prosperity, welfare, and tranquility. One writer speaks of shalom as, shalom is what love looks like in the flesh, the embodiment of love in the context of a broken creation. Shalom is a hint at what was, what should be, and what will one day be again. Where sin disintegrates and isolates, shalom brings together and restores. Where fear and shame throw up walls and put on masks, shalom breaks down barriers and frees us from the pretense of our false selves. I really like that idea that shalom is what love looks like in the flesh. So we can see that the shalom of God is far-reaching and much deeper and broader than we can adequately define. And if we let it, shalom can permeate into every corner of our lives, chasing out our fears and bringing us true peace. So for the next 4 weeks of Advent, and also for another week on Christmas Day, we are going to be looking at the concept of shalom, of peace, renewal and wholeness. And we will consider what we can learn from our God, the Prince of Peace. This week we'll be looking at anxiety and fear, and how to combat these by turning to God for peace. Anxiety is the feeling of unease or inner turmoil and dread. We all experience anxiety and fear at some times. Fear is actually an ingrained instinctual response programmed into our biological makeup to protect us from danger. But for so many of us, we have become captives of fear and anxiety. For some, perhaps you may have actually been diagnosed with some kind of anxiety disorder. For others, perhaps anxiety is something that holds you back from following your dreams and God's calls on your life. All too often we are held back by a sense of fear and anxiety, and we feel paralysed and unable to move forwards. There's a lot in the Bible which talks about fear and anxiety, and we could spend months thinking about the topic of fear and anxiety on its own. Thus, I'm only going to focus on one passage which helps us to think about our anxiety and its relation to God. So I'm going to read from Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. He refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right path for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup overflows. Surely your goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So the first thing that we read in this psalm is this wonderful reminder that the Lord is my shepherd. I lack nothing. A shepherd carefully guards and cares for their sheep, providing them with safety and security. A good shepherd is personally concerned with their sheep's need, and so does their best to ensure that their sheep are well fed, healthy and protective. And so David is able to say, he makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters. I love the image that the psalm paints of what it is like to be led, guided and comforted by God. That image of peaceful, lush, green pastures and quiet, cool, refreshing blue waters. It's an illustration that gives us a sense of peace and safety. And this is what God offers us. He promises to be personally concerned for our well-being. God is the ultimate provider. God provides us with our needs, whether that is material things such as food and shelter, or more abstract things such as safety and security, or our spiritual needs, such as giving us the Holy Spirit to live within us and guide us. Because God is the great provider, we too can say with David that we lack nothing. But of course, this does not mean that we never face challenges or difficulties. David is clear that we will walk through dark valleys and experience difficult times. God is our provider, but that does not mean we get spoon-fed everything and never develop or grow. Sometimes we question God about why we have to struggle and go through difficult times. But even in these moments, God is providing, just in a different way. God is providing opportunities for us to grow, to lean on him more, to trust him, to develop skills and abilities necessary for life, and so on. There is so much that God continues to teach us and provide us with. When a child is learning to walk, it is inevitable and actually even necessary that they stumble and fall, that they experience times of struggle. When toddlers fall, they begin to learn where their centre of gravity is and how best to move to avoid falling or hurting themselves. I mean, essentially, walking is just controlled falling. We fall forwards and we put our leg out to catch ourselves. Children have to learn to walk through falling, because otherwise, if we protect them from falling, they may end up growing up with a false sense of security that ends up leading them into much greater danger in the future. This is true for us as adults too. Sometimes we need to face difficulties to learn new skills, or we have to face the consequences of our actions to prevent us from making much more painful mistakes later. Protecting anyone from the consequences of their mistakes prevents them from learning from those mistakes. So there will be times when God actually provides us with learning opportunities by allowing us to walk dark paths. But we know that God is always with us, even during those times. And so we can give our anxiety and fear to Him, because He can handle it all. So God is our provider. Secondly, we note that God is our guide. As our shepherd, God takes us into green pastures. He leads us beside quiet waters, and He guides us with His rod and staff as we walk the darkest valleys. Knowing God is our perfect guide is a huge relief to our anxiety and fear. One of the main reasons we feel sensations of anxiety and dread is because of the uncertainty and unknown nature of the future. We fear the future because we cannot We fear future events because we cannot accurately predict how it is all going to go. I'm sure you have all had similar experiences to me, where I have been worried and anxious about an upcoming situation. For days and even weeks before the event, I speculate hundreds and thousands of different outcomes, most of which tend to be negative, and then I fret about the possible consequences of what could happen. I go to sleep and I find my dreams are filled with different scenarios of what might happen. And then finally the day comes and the situation I've been anxious about arrives. And it is nowhere near as bad as I have been imagining. All those dreams, all those predictions of what could happen have come to nothing. And so I get to the end of the day and I am irritated with myself, thinking, what on earth was I worrying about? We worry because we cannot see the future. We cannot predict the outcomes of our actions or inactions. But when we learn to trust in God, we can begin to let go of our anxieties, because we trust in God who knows the future. Nothing is hidden from Him. He knows exactly what the consequences of each action is, and He knows which direction each path leads. And so David is able to accurately say, He guides me along the right paths, because God knows where each path goes. Unfortunately, we're not very good at following Him all the time. So often we want to have control of our own destiny, and so we choose to go our own way. Thus, it's not really that surprising when we find ourselves consumed by anxiety, when we suddenly realise that we don't know what might be coming next. So learning to trust God with our future is a lifelong journey, one we must continue to walk if we want to find shalom, true peace in God. God is our guide. God's peace can give us a real sense of security in difficult times. So that's the third point. God can give us His peace. A peace that is unlike the world's peace. In Philippians, we are told, "The peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." God's peace is beyond our understanding because it is so much more than the peace that the world offers. Worldly peace is temporary and dependent on circumstances. When things are calm, we tend to feel at peace. But when things are challenging, we find ourselves experiencing heightened anxiety and fear. When we rely on worldly peace to hold us steady, we end up feeling like we are on a roller coaster with many ups and downs, twists and turns. We find we are anything but steady when we trust in worldly peace. However, God offers a peace which transcends understanding, a peace which is not controlled by circumstances or bound by time. In Psalm 23, David says, "He refreshes my soul." God renews, restores and refreshes. He does this with his perfect peace. Anxiety and fear can make us feel like we are burdened and heavy laden. When we are filled with anxiety, it can feel like the weight of the world is on our shoulders. But God offers to refresh our souls, to lift the burden from our shoulders, and to take away the pressure. And in its place, God puts his peace, which sustains us even when we walk difficult paths. David was able to say, "Though I walk through the darkest valley, I will fear no evil," because God had taken away his fear and replaced it with peace. Because as David remembers, God is with me. Knowing that God is with us can give us the confidence to face any fear or anxiety and to put it in its proper place. Anxiety and fear are to submit to God's control. David offers us a wonderful image of God's peace overcoming circumstances when he paints the picture of being in the presence of our enemies, perhaps standing in the middle of a battlefield, but God is there, preparing a beautiful feast. This is a lovely demonstration of God's peace having control despite the situation around us. It may seem obvious, but when we feel fear and anxiety, it is important to turn to God in prayer and ask him to give us his peace. Sometimes when we are anxious, we ask God to take away the situations that are making us afraid. But perhaps instead we need to ask God to take the anxiety under his control and make it submit to the knowledge that God is in charge as he gives us perfect peace. God restores and refreshes our souls. Allow him to do this with your fear and anxiety and accept his gift of peace. And finally, a reminder that our eternal home is with God. David ends his psalm with a wonderful reminder that our eternal home is with God. "Surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever." We can be assured that all fear, anxiety, and worry will disappear because our eternal home is with God. David is absolutely convinced that there is a hope, a place that God has prepared to welcome those who know him as their shepherd. There is a certain hope that this life is not all there is, and so all those things we worry about are only temporary. We have an ultimate hope, that certain promise of peace that we find in Jesus. God prepares a place for us, a place where all those who believe in him are welcomed into perfect peace. Our worries and tensions will be wiped away in this place in heaven, a place full of God's goodness and blessing. In this place, surely goodness and love will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. This is the promise of hope that God offers us. If you are someone who feels like you are often overcome by anxiety, know that God has a place of eternal peace waiting for you. Hold on to this promise to get you through the difficult times. You no longer belong to the world. Your citizenship is in heaven. So as we spend time reflecting on Jesus, the Prince of Peace, allow him to come to you and give you peace. Recognize God as your provider in all things. Trust him to be your guide and to know the best path for you to travel down. Accept the peace which transcends all understanding, even as you journey through difficult times. And remember that your true eternal home is with God in heaven, where perfect peace reigns supreme. hold on to his promise of hope and peace. Let's pray. Jesus, perfect Prince of Peace, may we know your peace for us, ourselves, today. Lord, there is so much in the world to cause us fear and anxiety, but we know that you can conquer it all. Your peace is not dictated by circumstance, but it is given by you, a peace that transcends all understanding. So help us to accept this peace and to trust in you to be our provider, to be our guide, to be our home. In this we pray. Amen.